Thanks for joining us today. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Created to Dream, the six phases God uses to grow your faith. In this series, Pastor Rick helps you recognize and understand the predictable patterns and processes God uses to strengthen your faith and develop your character so you can live the truly extraordinary life He has planned for you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. This life-changing book will help you discover and live out the amazing dream God has just for you. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Delayed by Design.
Welcome back to our study of the six phases of faith. Have you ever thought about why God waits to answer prayer? Why He delays? I mean, think about this. If God hears my prayer immediately and He has the power to answer immediately, why in the world does He delay? That's part of phase three in the six phases of faith. Remember, phase one is God gives you a dream. That's the dream phase for your life. Phase two is decision. You've got to make the decision to go after the dream. Well, in this session, we're going to talk about phase three, which is delay. There's always an inevitable delay when you're following God in faith. There's always a waiting period. In fact, dreams are never fulfilled instantly or immediately. There is a time lapse. When you think about it, Abraham had the dream of being the father of a great nation, and he waited until he was 100 years old before he and Sarah even had their first son. Noah had the dream of building an ark, but it took him 120 years. That's a long wait. Joseph was going to be the ruler in Egypt, yet he spent years in prison, waiting and waiting and waiting. David was anointed king as a young man, but he didn't become king immediately. In fact, he was chased all around the country by Saul, and Saul tried to kill him. There's always a delay period in the revelation of a dream. Now, the classic story is of the children of Israel who were brought out of Egypt, and then they wander around in the desert for 40 years before they go into the promised land. Did you know it only takes about 2 weeks to walk between Egypt and Israel, and it took these guys 40 years? What in the world were they doing in the wilderness for 40 years? Well, the Bible says this in Exodus chapter 13, 17. When Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them along the shortest route to the promised land. That's an understatement. God said if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. He knew they weren't ready for the promised lands. In other words, they were delayed by design. Has God ever done that in your life? You bet He has. God had them wander around for 40 years. Why? Well, there's actually a couple of reasons. First, God uses delays to prepare us. Now, that's true in your life, too. The Israelites weren't prepared for war, and God knew that if they went to war, they wouldn't be able to handle it. They weren't strong enough yet. They'd just come out of slavery. So the delay was designed by God intentionally for His purpose. Every dream has delays, and every dream has difficulties, and God uses these delays to prepare us for the difficulties that we're going to have ahead of us. It's the second reason God uses delays. He uses them to test us. Deuteronomy 8:2 says, "The Lord led you through the wilderness for all these 40 years, note this, testing you to find out how you would respond and whether or not you would really obey Him." Now let me ask you, how do you respond to the delays of life? Because God says it's a test of your faith. Your test of maturity is how well you handle the waiting rooms of life when things don't happen on your time schedule, when things don't happen immediately. Now, when you're going through the delays of life, waiting for answers to prayer, there are a number of things that God says we must not do. In fact, let me give you four specific things God tells us not to do in a delay, because any one of these will actually prolong the delay. So you might write these down. First, when you're going through a delay, God says, don't fear. Now, there are a lot of reasons for delays that happen in your life, but delays that are caused by your own fear are your own fault. And God says you should not be afraid in a delay. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 13 that God led the people of Israel up to the banks of the Jordan River, and he said, there it is, you guys, on the other side of the river, there's the promised land. You can see it from here. Now go for it. But the Israelites would not go in because they were afraid of the people who were living there. And they'd had enough faith to move out of Egypt, but they didn't have enough faith to move into the promised land. Some of you are like that. Because of their fear, God made them wait in the desert 40 more years. He said, you're just not ready for this. Your own fears are keeping you in the desert. You see, the problem with fear is that it keeps you stuck in the deserts of life, in the wilderness, in the barren stages. It prolongs the delay. Many of your dreams have never been fulfilled, not because of God, but because of you, because you won't step out in faith. You won't face your fear. When you're afraid to go after the dream God has given you, you need to focus on God's presence. Did you know God says, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. Now that means there will never be a time in your life when God is not with you. He's with you right now. He's sitting in the room where you are right now. He's always been there. He always has been. You may not feel him, but he's with you. He's been with you on your good days and your bad days. He's with you when you feel it, when you don't feel it. In fact, God says, I will always, always, always be with you. Don't fear.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Did you know God has a dream for your life? And it's far bigger than anything you could ever dream or think up on your own. The Bible says God can do anything, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. It's as if God is saying to you, think of the greatest dream of your life, and I can top it. Maybe you haven't yet found God's dream for you, or perhaps you already have, and you've encountered difficulties, delays, detours, and even dead ends. You may even feel like giving up. Pastor Rick says, every God-given dream takes a predictable path from dream to deliverance. And along the way, God is building your faith one step at a time. If you're ready to live the extraordinary life God has for you, then you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream, The Six Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Based on the lives of well-known people in the Bible, this life-changing book will help you discover God's dream for your life and will show you how to overcome the many barriers you'll encounter as you pursue the dream God created just for you. Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's Word to the whole world, we'll send you two copies of this life-changing new book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thank you so much for your support.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
So you might write these down. First, when you're going through a delay, God says, don't fear. Now, there are a lot of reasons for delays that happen in your life, but delays that are caused by your own fear are your own fault. And God says you should not be afraid in a delay. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 13 that God led the people of Israel up to the banks of the Jordan River, and he said, there it is, you guys, on the other side of the river, there's the promised land. You can see it from here. Now go for it. But the Israelites would not go in because they were afraid of the people who were living there. And they'd had enough faith to move out of Egypt, but they didn't have enough faith to move into the promised land. Some of you are like that. Because of their fear, God made them wait in the desert 40 more years. He said, you're just not ready for this. Your own fears are keeping you in the desert. You see, the problem with fear is that it keeps you stuck in the deserts of life, in the wilderness, in the barren stages. It prolongs the delay. Many of your dreams have never been fulfilled, not because of God, but because of you, because you won't step out in faith. You won't face your fear. When you're afraid to go after the dream God has given you, you need to focus on God's presence. Did you know God says, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. Now that means there will never be a time in your life when God is not with you. He's with you right now. He's sitting in the room where you are right now. He's always been there. He always has been. You may not feel him, but he's with you. He's been with you on your good days and your bad days. He's with you when you feel it, when you don't feel it. In fact, God says, I will always, always, always be with you. Don't fear. Instead, focus. Focus on God's presence. He's with you all the time. Now, others of you are in the delay phase right now because you've been praying about something and it hasn't yet happened yet, and you think that God has forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. A delay does not mean God has forgotten you. God knows what you're going through. It is a delay by design. And God wants to build your character before he answers your prayer. He wants you to learn to trust him. That's far more important than the answer. You can count on him for help. Just don't be afraid. Now, the second thing God tells us to do when we're going through phase three, the delay phase, is don't fret. Don't fear, and then don't fret. What does that mean? Well, fret's an old word in the Bible that we don't use that much today, but he's basically saying, don't get worried. Don't get uptight. Don't get stressed out. Don't complain. You know, don't get all hung up on what's not happening. He says that when we get into delays, we typically get wound up tighter and tighter. We start worrying. We get stressed out. We start griping and complaining. And that, of course, is exactly what the Israelites did. The Bible tells us that on the way, and that is across the desert, the people lost their patience. They lost their patience, and they spoke against God, and they spoke against Moses, who was their leader. They complained. You know, this is so typical. Ever since that happened thousands of years ago, people have been doing this. It's one of the sins that kept the Israelites out of the promised land. They're griping. They're complaining. They fretted. They griped. They complained. No matter what God did for them, they complained about the journey. They complained about the delay. They complained about Moses' leadership. They complained when there was no water. And then when God provided them water, then they complained that there was no food. And then God provided them food. And then they complained that the food they got wasn't good enough. You know, it's so easy to gripe in the delay phase when we're forced to wait. God says, don't fret. Don't worry. Don't get uptight. Just calm down, chill out, relax, trust God. The Bible says rest. That's a great word. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him to act. When you're going through the delay phase, you need to rest. Don't fret. Don't worry. It only leads to harm. Did you know, you've probably never thought of this, resting is often an act of faith. It just means you're confident in God. You're waiting on him and you're not afraid. Don't fret. Don't fear. Here's the third thing that you shouldn't do in the phases of delay. Don't faint. What does that mean? Well, when you're going through the delays of life, don't get discouraged. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. Be determined. Be diligent. Be disciplined. Be persistent. Be patient. This is the third thing that the Israelites failed to do, and it kept them out of the promised land. They fainted. They gave up. They grumbled. Numbers 14 says, all the Israelites grumbled against Moses. If only we had died in Egypt, they said. We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. And they gave up on their dream. What did they do? They caved in. They said, if only. The phrase, if only, and the phrase, go back, are phrases that are telltale signs you're in the delay phase and you're discouraged and you're fainting. To say, if only, and to say, go back, means you're losing heart. If only means that we start to second guess ourselves. You start to say, maybe I really didn't hear from God. Maybe I just made this up. Maybe God's not listening. Maybe he doesn't care. You know, if only I'd done something different. If only I'd done that, or if only I'd done this. And we start to idealize the past in the delay phase of faith. You know, let's go back to Egypt. It wasn't that bad after all. And we start talking about the good old days. We weren't really that good in the first place. Remember, they'd been in slavery for 400 years. The only thing good about them is that they're over. You see, the grass isn't greener on this side of the fence. And the grass isn't greener on the other side of the fence. The grass is greener where you water it. The good old days always look better in hindsight than they really were. They weren't that good because life is tough and life is imperfect. Now, the Israelites, as I said, had been in slavery for 400 years, and now they want to go back. You got to be kidding me. But we see this all the time today. Some people would rather live in slavery than face the fear of freedom. I hope you're not one of those people. Or you get stuck in a codependent relationship, or you get stuck in a rut, or you want to go back to the old situation, settle for less, settle for mediocrity. I'm begging you, don't settle for less than God's best for your life. Don't let the delays discourage you. Don't settle for fainting and fearing and fretting when you need to be persistent and you need to pray. Do you remember that God told Joshua after they got into the promised land to march around the walls of Jericho and then they would all fall down? You know, Jericho was the most fortified city in the world at that time. Well, when they went out and they marched around it, it didn't fall down the first time they marched around the walls. In fact, they had to do it 7 times. In fact, they had to do it 7 days in a row. And on the 7th day, God told them, you have to do it 7 more times on the 7th day. Now, what in the world was God doing? Obviously, God could have just made the walls fall down even without them walking around it. If God's going to make the walls fall down, why didn't he just do it the first time they went out? He's teaching them the lesson. What is it? It's one of the most important lessons in life, learning to be persistent and pray. The Bible says in Galatians 6:9, let us never grow tired of doing good, doing what is right. For if we do not faint, notice that word, if we do not faint, we'll reap our harvest at the right time. Now, I said this earlier, and I'm just going to keep hammering in. There is always a delay between the dream and the deliverance. There's always a delay between the sowing and the reaping. Anybody's ever planted a garden knows this. You plant in one season and you reap in another. You don't plant a seed and the next day go out and pull up your tomatoes. You know, God wants to see if you're going to keep cultivating, if you're going to keep planting, if you're going to keep sowing and watering and cultivating. He wants to see if you really mean business. You see, if you only pray about something one time, you really don't care that much about it. And there's a difference between a whim and a desire. If God sees consistency in your life, then he sees the difference that you really desire this, and then the harvest is going to come. That's not going to come immediately, because it proves nothing if he just answers every prayer immediately. God is not a jackpot. God is not a slot machine. He's not a vending machine where you put in a prayer and you instantly get some results. No. God's more interested in your character than he is even in answering your prayer. And if there's no delay, then there's no character development. There's no stretching, no building of your faith muscle. That's why there are delays. In fact, Jesus told us in Luke chapter 18 that we must, quote, always pray and never lose heart. Now, you're always going to do one of those two things. Always pray and never lose heart are the two options you have in life. You're going to be doing one or the other. If you pray continually, you will not lose heart. If you don't pray continually, you will lose heart. You got to keep on praying. The alternatives in your life are pray or panic. Now, what do I pray during the delay? What do I pray during this third phase of faith? Well, here's what I pray. I say, Lord, help me hold on and not give up. That's really what you need to pray. Help me hold on and not give up. You know that great promise in Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord, that means wait for the delays. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or fret or fear. So don't do any of these things. Don't fear. Don't fret. Don't faint. Wait. And here's the fourth thing you need to do during the delay phase. Don't forget. You see, when there's a delay in your life, you tend to forget your dream. We, as human beings, we have good forgetters. We tend to forget God's goodness to in the past, God's closeness to us in the present, God's power and promises in the future. We start focusing on all of our problems instead of what he's done for us. And of course, the longer the delay, the shorter our memory becomes and we start forgetting. But the Bible tells us over and over, don't forget. Sometime do a Bible study and all the things you're to remember, because it's one of the key verses of the Bible.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message or would like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, did you know God has a dream for your life? And it's far bigger than anything you could ever dream or think up on your own. The Bible says God can do anything, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. It's as if God is saying to you, think the greatest dream for your life, and I can top it. Maybe you haven't yet found God's dream for you, or perhaps you already have and you've encountered difficulties, delays, detours, and even dead ends. You may even feel like giving up. Pastor Rick says every God-given dream takes a predictable path from dream to deliverance. And along the way, God is building your faith one step at a time. If you're ready to live the extraordinary life God has for you, then you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream, The Six Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Based on the lives of well-known people in the Bible, this life-changing book will help you discover God's dream for your life and will show you how to overcome the many barriers you'll encounter as you pursue the dream God created just for you. Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's word to the whole world, we'll send you two copies of this life-changing book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thank you so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I'd like to share a story from Tim, who has been through a very tough time the last few years. He wrote this, "Dear Pastor Rick, I wanted to let you know how much I have enjoyed the Everything is Possible with God, Understanding the Six Phases of Faith series. Over the past several years, I've struggled with what seems to be a series of unending trials. The failure of a firm that I joined during a financial crisis, and then the loss of finances and investment, and then I lost my home, and I've had a dead marriage and a geographic separation from my children, and I now even find myself unemployed in the midst of a job search. But your teaching on Daily Hope have helped me tremendously. They've brought me closer to God. They've deepened my faith, and they've given me a sense of hope and direction. So I can't thank you and your team enough." You know, Tim, I just want to thank you so much for this thoughtful note, because it's messages like these that keep us going, keep our team going. I'm glad these messages have been helpful to you. And by the way, I've written a book on the six phases of faith that's going to be out soon, and I'm going to send you a copy of it.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.